Hey, so we'll go ahead and get started. So what I want to talk about today is why we don't give up. And we're talking from Galatians 6:9. So Galatians 6:9 tells us, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So if you want to be a righteous man or woman of God, then you have to learn how to be resilient. That means when you stumble, and it's guaranteed that you will, you have to get back up. You know, a lot of factors beyond your control can cause you to fail, but if you get back up, who knows what positive things might happen. History books are filled with stories of people who failed again and again, but they did not give up until they succeeded. Let's talk about George Washington. He lost two-thirds of all the battles he fought against the British in the Revolution. He kept retreating because he didn't have the manpower to take on the British army, but he did not give up, and he eventually won the war and became the first president of the United States and is considered to this day to be the father of our country. Napoleon dominated continental Europe as Emperor of France, but earlier in his life he had graduated 42nd in a class of 43 people. He wasn't the smartest student, but he is regarded as a military genius, and his methods are still studied in many schools. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest scientists of all time, didn't say a single word until he was more than 4 years old. He did so poorly in school that at age 16 he failed to pass the entrance exam for the Swiss Polytechnic School. Still, he went on to reinvent science and math. Babe Ruth was one of the best baseball players ever. He hit 714 home runs in his career, a record that stood for almost 40 years. But he also struck out 1,330 times. For years, Ruth held the record for both the most home runs and the most strikeouts. So I don't hold up any of these men as examples for godly living, but they accomplished much in the eyes of the world because they did not give up. Imagine what God can do with righteous women and men who keep moving forward and working for whatever it is God has called them to do and never, ever giving up. Again, our verse, Galatians 6:9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. So let's keep going. Don't let failure be final. You never know what God can do through you and your sacrifice. Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. God, thank you for all you do for us. I pray you watch over and guide us. I pray, God, that you lead us down the path that you have for us. We're so thankful. We're so grateful. We just pray that you always prop us up when we do fail, God. Always pull us through when we have failed. When we have fallen down, God, please help us always to stand back up and continue into doing good for you. We love you so much. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.